Blog Talk Radio.
With your girl Double Chocolate. Want to introduce my panel, my favorite DJ, DJ Sean. What's up?
What's up? I thought they said the groundhog. I thought they said the groundhog saw his shadow.
What's that supposed to mean? It's supposed to be cold.
It's supposed to mean six weeks until. You know, spring is here. No more cold weather. So it's cold as hell. You doing two shows straight back to back on a Sunday. God damn.
Come to me, baby. It's hot in Louisiana. Well, it's a little cool today. But don't do me, DJ Sean. Don't do me. I'm hot and I'm back, baby. How about
it's cold as fuck over here in the East Coast. All the way. They even got damn snow in Buffalo and Chicago. Ain't that some shit?
Cold as fuck out here in the damn South.
Yeah.
Don't say I did that. Don't say I did that.
2 weeks straight.
Hey, we're going to go for it now. We're going to talk about that later. Cash, what's up? Thanks for joining my show.
For sure, yeah. I freed up tonight, so I was able to get on and see what's I've been missing all this time.
You've been eating healthy, though, I'll tell you that.
Hell yeah. You know, I cook a grandmother approve every Sunday.
Hell yeah.
You in for a treat.
Who the hell's breathing hard? Somebody getting in already? We ain't even in 5 minutes in the show. Somebody breathing hard already.
It ain't me yet.
Damn.
But yeah.
Mike, is that you breathing hard already?
That is not me, sir, but when I hear Double Chocolate, I do get that low growl going on in there.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Money Mike.
How you doing, Double Chocolate?
I am doing mm-hmm. Who else on with us tonight? We have Scrap on tonight too.
Miss Baldy's in the house. She bringing it in for the ladies.
Miss Baldy, what's up, baby?
Hey, babe, how are you?
I am wonderful. So, thank y'all, sexy all stars, for if this girl don't stop calling me. Thank y'all for being on the show with me tonight. I'm sorry. My Instagram is going crazy right about now. They know I'm off today. It's Sunday.
And I think we got, hold on, Auntie, Auntie Robin, you there?
Hello, everybody. I am here to put my foot down or up your ass. Which would you prefer?
Hey, what's up, my sister?
Hello.
Hey, Robin.
Boy, it's gonna be eclipse of the moon or something coming up. Cause God damn, Robin all year on a Sunday night, double chocolate, two shows straight. God, the world, what the fuck is the world coming to?
It's Lemon Night. This handsome young man that's on tonight that's bringing out these women. Cause baby. It's been a while since I had me a full panel.
All right now.
How's it going, Robin?
Oh, it's going really good, man. I'm so happy to be here tonight. I'm excited about the show. Hey, Cash.
Hey, what's up? What's up? I know I got I'm a good question tonight, so I'm already ready for anything that comes my way. Home run, park, full, legitimate, straight up answers.
All right now. All right now. I just got a question, a quick question for you, Cash. What you got on?
I got a lot going on. I got them tracks of galore. You know, it's about to be springtime, summertime, so I'm lining up for the summer.
You lost. Cash, you walking down a yellow brick road by yourself. You lost.
That's what's up, Sue.
I didn't hear it go off, though. I hear you saying that's what's up, but did anybody hear a ding in the group? Mm-mm.
What you got on? What you got on, Cash? What you got on?
Hey, everything going on, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, got everything popping and all that.
Go to the next question. Mm-mm. Hello. We talking about what you...
because he missed the bus.
We talking about... She talking about what you wearing, what you got on clothes wise.
Oh, I got my security shirt on and damn, and black pants and my damn. You know I'm about to damn turn on this damn heat and shit about to be shirtless, motherfucker.
top flight security in the house. Come on, Dede. I know you slow, Dede. Go ahead, double chocolate. Go ahead. We sorry. I know you guessed. Did I call into the right damn show? Yeah, you did.
But without further ado, y'all, I got to see this guy perform twice, and he a little young.
Let me guess. He had his shirt off performing for you.
No, he didn't. No. Okay. I don't remember. All I know is he got dressed. He had nice little anyway. Welcome to Lions, the Cougar's Choice. How are you tonight?
Oh, man. You know, I'm blessed. I can't
complain. Oh, here, youngin', man. You got to send me your ID. I got to check your ID. Fuck this shit. I ain't going to jail. I have no minor on the show. Fuck that. Nah, let me stop. He coming here like he's still in middle school and shit.
I see Lions. I interviewed you about 2 years ago with from Jonathan. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, I'm blessed. I can't complain. You know, just living life, you know, doing what I do best.
All right.
Well, hell, if you met him 4 years ago, he was in elementary. Yeah, it does. It said double chocolate like molasses.
Like
young
it.
Boys. Never mind. Go ahead, double chocolate.
I like them young, baby.
Just the after dark show. Yeah. He in the range right where he likes them. Right where I like
them. Hey, T-Line, ain't no cougar. T-Line, ain't no cougars on here, brother. It's all grizzly bears.
Ain't no grizzly bear, baby. I'm a cougar.
Grizzly.
Big shout out to his manager, Jonathan. My homeboy for making this possible. So, yeah.
Where's Jonathan at? I got some questions for him.
He's working tonight, so I couldn't get him on the show. So,
okay.
In a future show, we'll get him
Jonathan.
On.
Hi, Jonathan.
I'm going to relay the message. I ain't know him, but I'm going to relay the message.
All right. So, Tilan, go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
All right, my name is T. Lyons, a.k.a. the Cougar's Choice, and I give myself that name because, you know, I make the ladies go crazy. You know, I just like to do what I do. So, you know, if you never see me in show, you need to see me in show. If you have, you already know how I get down and more to come.
Did y'all hear that? He summed that up right quick, fast, in a hurry. And just what he said, if you have not seen him perform, ladies, young and old, y'all need to see this.
Young
show.
And old. I accept all.
Right. So you prefer cougars? Is that what you're saying? You like the older ladies?
I accept all, but I love them older.
Okay, now. So you want somebody
cougar.
To teach them things.
Cougar age
saying.
Or grizzly bear age? What is it?
Boat. I take boat. I accept them all.
He does Damn. Not discriminate.
I don't discriminate, yep.
Where are you from, T-Lines?
New Orleans, Louisiana, born and raised.
Mm. Oh, New Orleans?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
You hot in the ass. Next question.
Whoa, man. Ooh,
baby.
Wait a minute.
Yes, indeed.
Did Double Chocolate warn you about the show? Or she just asked you
no.
to come on
nah,
the show?
Nah, this is actually my first time being on the show, so I'm very excited to see what kind of tricks are going to be pulled out the hat today.
Oh, this is your first time being on a radio show?
On a Miss Lovely Chocolate show, you know?
Oh, okay.
He wasn't warned, and I didn't exactly explain
yeah,
it.
I wasn't
Jesus.
Prepped for this one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I went through Jonathan. I didn't really. I texted him right before
yeah.
the show, but he probably was already online. But
yeah.
So how long have you been in the business, Mr. T Line?
I've been in the business since I was 10. I grew a love for music because it was something that runs in my family, from my grandma to my father to my mother to my uncles to my brothers. Sisters, everybody plays the instrument, sung, rap, whatever it is, you know, I just, it kind of just hit me at one time, and like, you know, I just do everything. I play instruments, I sing, rap, I do it all, so it's in my family, and I can't run from that, you know, so I had to live in my truth, so that's why my fans, my lovely, beautiful fans get what they get every time they see me perform.
So you say your grandmother, I'm sorry, Double Chocolate, because y'all be
go ahead.
Late. You say your grandmother, your mother, and your father, what backgrounds do they have in music?
Well, my grandmother, she played in the church. My grandmother, she's a guitarist, pianist. My mother was a singer, sing like a bird. You know, lovely voice. My father has a couple rap videos. I also, you know, did some great numbers at the time and have managed a lot of different people. And my uncle from New Orleans, name is Warren Mays, and my grandpa was Swinging Gates. So, you know, they just the whole New Orleans is just, you know, caught up in music, and I'm just caught up in music because all my family is really from, like, different parts of New Orleans, like the East Bank, the West Bank, Jefferson, like Kenner. So, you know, everywhere we just – I'm just musically inclined in here.
Wow, fascinating.
So yeah. Is there a reason why you chose Southern Soul, or you just – you like a little bit of everything?
I wanted to be – no lie, my mother gave me, I want to say, my taste in music 100%, because when I used to ride with her a lot, she used to play a lot of songs that I would really, really love. I used to be like, Mom, let me, who that is? Who's singing? Like, who is that? So I'm just a music head. So music is just in me. No matter what the genre is, if I could vibe, if I could have a good time, if I could feel good, you know, while that song is playing, then, you know, I'm all for it.
That is what I'm talking about.
I'm like a one-stop shop.
So you was raised up on Cash Money, No Limit, New Orleans, artists like that?
Yeah. I wasn't exactly born in that town, but as I grew up and started getting older, you know, started listening, having my ears here, you know, I kind of was in tune with what was going on, you know, what went on before my time. So I just started to like it, yeah. I just started to like it. I mean, I could have did anything. Like, you know, I was very good at football also. It's crazy because my PE teacher at the time, he was like, man, why you ain't go to college? You could have been good, this, that, and the third. But, you know, music was my thing, so that's the path I chose.
Word. What part of New Orleans you from? Because I can tell by your accent off the music I heard, you sound like got that Soulja Slim accent to you.
Yeah, uptown.
Uptown
part of New Orleans.
Yeah, I can tell, fam, just off of your accent.
Yeah.
You got it. You got to be still in your 20s, ain't you?
I'm 22.
Know it. Mm-hmm. I knew it was a baby. I knew it was a baby. You keep messing with the double chocolate, you're going to get molested.
Don't let the age fool y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say now. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't saying nothing else for the night. Don't let that age fool y'all.
All right now.
I'm telling you.
All right now.
as us old folks say, boy, you still on Similac.
So by inbox is jumping. So they asked if you're single or you're taken. And what's the oldest you'll take?
Tell them they got to come find out.
Tell them go get some Yanni steams.
Ooh, Lord. I take grandmas, aunties, sisters, cousins. They got to come find out. Tell them come find out.
When you say grandmas, you talking 70. You go 70 or 80?
Hey, I don't discriminate against now.
Damn,
they all need love.
All right, he's saying, if my husband leaves me, I'm coming for him.
Damn, he said 70 and 80.
Oh, man.
Damn. 30.
Man, I might be 72. I don't think I went past 72, but damn.
And he all in the car. He all in the car with getting ready to catch some worms.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, but look, a 70-year-old woman still have her thing going now. 70-year-old man, I don't know. It might not be.
Hey, you better stop by the store and get you some Skippy peanut butter to put on that thing.
Ms. Ball, do you have any questions for T-Line? Still too discharged.
I'm just laughing at you guys.
Not Peter Pan, but Skippy.
No, y'all are crazy. I'm just, you know, the age has just got me wilding out.
Mm-hmm. Did you see his pictures? That's what I want to know.
No, I haven't seen any pictures. I want to see some videos and all this stuff.
You're going to catch a charge. You're 22.
Go ahead and shout out to Instagram.
Well, you
right?
know, some charges are worth it.
Hello. Hello. Sis, I think he worth it, though. I see him
first. Girl.
Hey, hey, Robin. Robin, find a disclaimer real quick.
Look.
They're going to shut us down. They're going to find a disclaimer. They're going to shut us down tomorrow.
Listen, hey, everybody, do not try this at home. Blah, 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 blah. Now,
age doesn't matter.
and with that being said, hey, T-Lion. Take your clothes off. Don't take your clothes off.
Damn.
Take
damn,
them off.
Robin. Damn, Robin, hold on here. Damn.
Hold on. I'm about to put a picture in a group. I got a picture with his shirt off. Hold on.
Light skin to power.
All right, I'm waiting.
Man, send that shit to Robin and Sandy. Hell, if I want
to
see a nigga in a group chat with his motherfucking shirt off. Nobody wants to see that shit.
Express it to me. Hurry up, girl. Hurry up.
You better put that shit in Robin and Sandy's, you put it in a group, I'm going to delete it. I'm waiting right here for it.
I got my page open right now, so as soon as it hits, I'm
going to
see it.
As soon as that motherfucker hit, T-Lion, ain't no disrespect to you. Ain't no disrespect to you. I don't want to see no damn band with a damn shirt on. Fuck that.
Hurry up, Chocolate. I got the page open.
Y'all can't get out of mine unless y'all got some money.
Hey, T-Lion, show us your titties. Show us your titties.
Robin, hi.
Robin, you have any questions for him before we get into this first song?
I'm just really glad to see you growing and evolving, and I like the lane that you're rolling in. Yeah, you're a real cool cat. I'm gonna come check you out.
Thank you. I truly appreciate that.
Yeah.
Somebody go ahead and create a GoFundMe account for bail money. I don't know. Nowadays they keep your ass locked up. You ain't get no bond.
Double
chocolate.
Yes, I'm coming.
Sis.
I'm waiting on
the picture,
girl. Hurry up and send the picture. I'm coming, sis. Come on.
See that T-Line? She says she coming, ain't game yet. You going to sit there and wait a minute?
You got to find the picture.
My penis is not going to be found anymore.
Y'all know I got about a million pictures in this phone. I got to find it.
Ooh, there it goes. You been there for about 2 hours sweating like a sauna and shit. waiting on that nut.
Buddy Mike, you had any questions? Money Mike done left the table.
Yeah, I haven't left the table. I seen it, you know, not the shirt, but I think it was about 2 years ago. You was at the Laugh Out Loud Club Slack birthday party.
Yeah.
I think that's the first time I saw you perform, so no doubt. I seen you rock doing your thing. You know, hey, man, just when they say that about your age and my women, man, just drop the R. Kelly answer. I'm a grown man that love all women.
Lord.
I'm a grown man that love all women.
Hey, he'll be all right. Long as he don't sign a P. Diddy, he'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We'll keep it with the women. Just women. We love women. Yeah.
Check them inboxes, y'all. Check y'all
inboxes. I just got the picture. I need some bail money. Oh, my.
You need bail money, sis.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yes,
my
Lord.
Woo.
Shit, you can You can spray paint abs on you and shit these days. Fuck all that.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my word.
That's a good deal right now. But look, while they glowing over your pictures, tell us a little bit about your song. It's called My Kind of Girl. What inspired it? And tell us a little bit about it.
Basically, you know, like I said, it was
Sandy,
a team collective
in
the studio.
We
needed to come up with some lovey-dovey. And so that's what we came up with. We put our heads together.
Hold on, sweetheart. Because somebody was a little rude just now because we didn't
hear. No. She ain't going to keep saying, we know you got a picture. We know you like it. You ain't got to interrupt the man while he's talking. I'm looking up
for you. I'm sorry, sir. Okay, you can continue, sir, but hurry up, because I got some
this is shit.
Hurry up.
I got some
okay. I'm getting ready to end the whole damn episode.
I apologize, sir. You can continue.
All right, so basically, the song is just basically about a woman that can hold a man down, you know. She builds me up. You know, she never lets me down. So that's, to sum it up, that's basically what the song is about. If you got your good woman, stay where you at. Treat that lady right. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you guys enjoy the tune. And, yeah, feel the vibes.
DJ Sean. Shout out to me,
hey.
That song.
Yeah, man. So
she ain't listening to nothing you said. She up there on it and still in that damn picture. She ain't hear a word you asked her.
Oh, you said something to me? I was snapping my fingers.
Ain't that some shit? She ain't hear a word you said.
We gotta keep her on fire. Look, double chocolate. What y'all fail to realize is that he made that song for me.
Oh.
And I just can't, you know, all the other girls that's listening that thought it was for them, the real Miss Bobby is in the house. Baby. I thank you for writing that song for me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That is awesome.
Thank you. That's just
That was a hot track, though. I was vibing to it. It felt like, you know, I'm old school anyway, so I felt like a good 90s vibe, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, it's like we might have to be like, remember Ninja Turtles when they came out, the movie and all that? We was all happy eating pizza and shit. And then they play a little song, you know what I'm saying? That's why I felt that vibe. I liked it, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And that was Mr. Cash speaking, you know. He don't know how to raise his hand in classroom.
Oh, hell no, I don't. Shit, I dropped out of high school.
He ain't been on in 3 months. He lost how to have shit go. He all out of turn.
It's all good.
I skipped school, shit. I ain't know. I just got a class I felt like.
It's all good.
We'll be doing it through life and shit. Can't even get on the radio show. I don't know. He's back there smoking some damn well, but I did show up in the gym to play basketball. Skip ball lunches. Hell yeah, shit. Yeah, I remember them days. Shit.
Oh, damn.
I just had to put that out there because it was hot. I'm vibing to it and shit. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, I done heard it all.
Miss Robin, you jumping out of a cake?
Yes, I am. Buck Nick is already. He already knows the deal.
You know damn well your ass ain't jumping out of no damn cake soon. You better sit down somewhere.
I know.
I'm still on smoke status, y'all. That's right. Put that big gay on your ass and sit down somewhere.
Yeah. No, man. Hey. Still loving the music. Just keep doing what you do. All right?
Thank you.
Hey, if they come around you, you say you like them old. They come around you smelling like Gerald Tall, R.V. Jr. and Ben Gay, you better run.
No, mothballs, you better run.
Yeah, mothballs.
Oh. That's my
hey,
right there. Like, what the hell is this?
It got butter still holding on to butterscotch candy. You better go.
Hey. I like butterscotch.
You like them old. She still got butterscotch candy in her pockets.
Damn right. I'm the only one right now to suck on. Uh-huh. Now look, all of y'all men mind and went somewhere else, huh? See what I'm saying?
Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Let me give you some butterscotch, baby.
All right.
And kiss you on the cheek with that little hair on the side. Oh, shit.
You got me choking my blood.
Hey, damn, there. And T-Line, they're going to cuddle your ass like you a baby until you suck on that left titty.
Oh,
yum, yum.
Come here and suck on his pants of fire.
Yum, yum. You heard that, Miss Baldy? He said, yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Damn.
Look, I'm trying to make me some coffee, y'all. My nerves, bad. I'm in here making some coffee.
It might be good, though.
Now it's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. You think you about to go over one of those cougar houses, think you going to get some liquor, your ass going to get some pot tea or some cup of coffee?
I'm right.
I don't drink or smoke, so all I can do is offer you some coffee.
And a piece of fruitcake.
That is nasty.
Hey, they go. She gonna take you to the living room. It got plastic all over the furniture.
Listen, baby. Us grandmothers is not doing that anymore. And us grandmothers are looking better than them 20-year-olds.
Soon as you open up the door, they ask you to come in. Mothball, you smell the mothballs all over the damn place.
Live.
Get in the car with them. They still got the trees in the. They got 150 trees still on the mirror.
That's a low blow. Okay. I am a grandmother, and I do not do that.
You still want a cougar? You still want a cougar? Because I can keep going on.
I'm a grandmother as well, and I know I'm not like that. Okay.
No, he said he like. He said he like him 70 and 80.
You remember me, right?
Which one's speaking right now?
I'm
trying to match him. Yes, I do.
Okay. Do I look like I'm 50?
No, not that. I wouldn't give you 50.
She flirted with you.
I know I don't have no plastic on my sofa.
She flirted with you in the wrong way, didn't you, when you met her, didn't you?
I did not.
She flirted with you. Yes, she did. You damn lie. She lied.
I'm real good friends with Jonathan. Oh, I flirted, but not that bad.
Yeah, see?
I was flirting with Jonathan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Keep it an entertainer.
See? Money Mike, what you thought about that song?
Most definitely, man. Rocking. Most definitely rocking. You get no complaints from me. Matter of fact, they can make it in the Tahoe because I hope they can hold them down. Or if they can't hold a man down, then I'm going to just come help hold her down. Or maybe they'll slow her down or hold him down. You know what I'm saying? So most definitely, I like the joint.
Right.
Good joint.
Don't get in the Tahoe.
I got to go with Cash said, you know, 90s feel. They sound for a minute there. You sound like ABC, another bad creation. Yeah. New edition when they were younger.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had that that's what said a feel to it. You know what I'm saying? That's real shit,
right,
man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we old school, so we love music like that. We ain't like these new cats. At least you use no auto-tone shit. I get that.
Right. I thank y'all, and I appreciate y'all.
So, hold on a second. Let me ask you this, man. So, the style that, what I heard with that song is why Southern Soul?
Why Southern Soul?
Yeah.
Basically, I wanted to be different. Because, you know.
Yeah, you got a lot of different motherfuckers in Southern Soul. You ain't lying about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to be different. A lot of young cats, you know, they rapping or they, you know, singing. I just wanted to be different. I wanted to stand out. You know, I just wanted to be different. That's it. It's that easy. I just wanted to be different. That's simple, that easy. I ain't want to do what everybody else is doing. I wanted the light to shine on me. I wanted to create my own lane.
Respect.
You definitely did that, I have to say
that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
When I seen you perform, and I was like, oh, he young. But when I saw you perform, I was like, okay, now I'm feeling it.
Uh-huh.
And you're an entertainer, which is what I like about you.
I got a move I call a washing machine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ms. Baldy.
I got some moves and tricks. You know, I ain't pull out the bag yet, out the hat yet. You know, I'm just waiting. This next quarter gonna be a monster.
Okay, cause all that grinding I seen you doing on them ladies, driving them ladies crazy. You got better moves than that. All right. I'm gonna have to get you down here in Lafayette.
Oh, definitely, so I can rock the building. Definitely. I'm ready. Let me know. I'm coming. Rain, sleet, snow, and shine. I'm coming.
That's what I like to hear. I'm coming. Okay, you talking about, yeah. All right, we're going to get into the next one.
Don't do it.
My name ain't Double Chocolate for nothing, baby.
For nothing. Ooh. All right, now.
Anyway, we're going to get to Southern Soul Road. Jonathan said that's a song right there. So is that your new one?
Yeah, that's the new one. I think it's going to be real nice. I think it's going to be real nice when it touch airwaves, you know, when people hear it. We did like a test run, you know, and the response that I got was, you know, it was beautiful. So I hope y'all guys enjoy. It's a dance tune. And I got to dance to it, and I'll show y'all, you know, when y'all ready. Or when y'all see me, I'll show y'all.
I go by the name of T-Lion. Oh, yeah, baby, and I got a new dance. A new
it's
dance.
It's called a Southern Soul Roll.
Southern Soul Roll. I'm going to need everybody to get up out these seats, and we're going to do this roll. Oh, yeah. I know y'all ready, because I'm ready. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh yeah,
come on.
A do the Southern Soul, 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 roll. A do the Southern Soul, 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 roll.
Put your left hand in the air,
put 'em up.
Or put your right hand in the air,
put 'em up.
Now roll with it. Roll with it,
roll with it,
roll with it,
roll with it.
Put your left hand in the air,
put
or put your right hand in the air. Now roll with it,
roll with it,
roll with it,
roll with it.
Roll with it.
Roll with it.
Do the Southern Soul, or do the Southern Soul.
Roll with me.
Just roll with me.
so roll. Brought to you by the one and only. I told you it was easy.
All right, all right, all right. Now this song, do you have a line dance for it?
I do. It's basically what I call a washing machine that I already do when I'm performing, but we just turned that into a line dance. You know, give some to the people they could dance to from T-Lawrence, because why not? The Cougar's Choice.
All right. And where can I find the line dance? Is it on TikTok? Is it YouTube?
It's coming. I just dropped it not too long ago, so it's coming. Just stay tuned. Trust me, it's coming.
And you do have TikTok, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you know I'm going to tell you, go ahead and post that and make that a challenge.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm going to beat the market up.
Yeah, I'd work on that as soon as possible. I think this song could, because it kind of gives me like a little bit of the Cupid vibe. So if you have a nice line dance to it and everything, it could really pop out here. You know we love a good line dance.
Right.
What do you think? I'm sorry. Ms. Baldy, what do you think?
Well, I don't make up my own dance. I love it.
Oh, Lord.
I'll
go ahead and
beat the
men to it. Go ahead and post it in the group.
I don't do the wash machine roll, the get down low, and all that other stuff. I made up my own dance.
That's exactly what I wanted you to do. I wanted to do whatever feels good.
That's what I'm talking about. It's called the Cougar Stroll.
Oh, say it again,
sis.
The Cougar Stroll.
Hey, I like that.
I love that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Song up for that.
You're welcome.
Mr. Cash, what do you think?
It's hot. It's on fire. You know what I'm saying? Just had to be promoted, right? You know what I'm saying? The whole time I was vibing to it, I was thinking about, you know what I'm saying, what's that song that got? We had like three of them. We had Tootsie Roll. We had that, what's that other song, had that
talking
damn...
About Shuffle.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? It reminded me of that. Obviously, I get that song to the kids, man. Let the kids dance off to it. Parents gonna spend that money, you know what I'm saying? Make it the party song, special events. You know what I'm saying? That's why I see that track going, you know what I'm saying? That's why, man, you gotta keep it up, promote it right, you know what I mean?
Right. I appreciate that.
Money Mike.
Yeah, man, most definitely. That's definitely a banger. I'm agreeing with Cash that the kids here, you know, it got a real sweet vibe with it. So I like the way. Who produced that for you?
Slack Tracks, the one and only.
Right. Okay, no doubt. But yeah, that's a good thing. You definitely run with it. You know,
right?
Like everybody's saying, you know, we line dance capital. So definitely, I'm gonna do that. Like I said, and like Cass said, I get it to the kids too. Definitely a good jam, man. Definitely.
Appreciate that. Thank y'all so much.
DJ Shaw.
I'm going to give you some constructive criticism.
Let's do it.
If you're going to do a line dance or a dance song like that, it needs to be a little bit longer. You should add it in about another hour, another minute and a half to that. Because you got to understand, if you're doing, look at all the dance songs out there. They're a little over 4 minutes long.
Right.
You want to keep the people entertained to get on the dance floor. You want to keep them entertained.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Producer, whoever produces the track should have said that. We need to add a little bit longer than that to that.
Right. Gotcha.
Real talk.
Gotcha.
Right.
I love it. Thank you.
That's what's up. That's like some fire. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I ain't even got a track like that yet, and I've been in the game since 12 years old. Shit.
Right.
I give DJ Sean, too, a little bit longer on it, give it a little more time on the dance floor. Because, yeah, with the line dance, your feet's supposed to be hurting when you get off the floor. So, yeah,
right.
I agree.
Right.
You can add a little longer to it, but I'm definitely feeling it. And if we push it and promote it right, that song could go far here.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So we're going to move it on up to the next song called Southern Soul Team. What's that about?
Man, that song was just one of the moments in the studio, and I was like, I wanted the sound to be a little different. It's actually produced by me and Slack. So I hope y'all enjoy it. It's different. No one heard this one. I'm excited for you guys to hear it. So tell me what y'all think.
All right, DJ Sean.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
Cook that shit up, Trey.
Yeah. Baby, come and wind on me. Baby, come and grind on me. Baby, come and wind on me. Baby, come and grind on me. Baby, come and wind on me. Don't be scared, come and grind on me. I come for a real good time. Drinking our system, less than wine. I like when you move like that. Feel my touch as I feel right there. Tell you something that do you like to hear. You my son and soul team. Come on baby, wind on me. Wind on me, do you grind on me? Grind on, you're my son and soul team. Southern soul, you're my southern soul team. Southern soul, come on baby, wind on me. Wind on me, do you grind on me? Grind on, you're my southern soul team. Southern soul, you're my southern soul team. Southern soul team. Wind on me. So precious got me wild. Could never leave you with a frown. Deserve a rose when we out. A Southern Soul girl know how to grind. Come party with T all the time. Come party with T all the time. Hey, a Southern Soul sing. Come and party with T. Come and party. We gon' have us a real good time. A real good time. A real, real good time. A real good time. Let's cry. Baby, come and wind on me. Don't be scared, come and grind on me. I come for a real good time. Drinking our system, blood and wine. I like when you move like that. Feel my touch as I feel right there. Tell you something that you like to hear. You my southern soul team. Come on baby, wind on me. Let me see you grind on me. You're my southern soul team. You're my southern soul team. Come on baby, wind on me. Let me see you grind on me. You're my Southern Soul team. You're my Southern Soul team.
Oh, shit, hold on y'all, I'm sorry.
All right. Miss Baldy, what do you think?
Reggae music. Hello? Huh? It's giving you that reggae feel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got that smooth, mellow feel. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cash.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I felt during the whole process. Straight up good reggae feel. Through the three tracks we heard tonight, you done came with three different styles. That's what the industry is looking for, and that's what the industry needs. But me being in the game for so long, yeah, I mean, you have to remember, but you already probably know, when you do a track and complete it, it's far from over. Say like that dance track that you just we just played and heard, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might have to go to your sister kids. You might have to go to your nieces or your nephews or your cousins and have them do a dance and put a video out to it the way you want it, the way you want the world to do it. And like that reggae track sound, you know what I mean? Yo, you make a little video on YouTube, throw some Jamaican flags up in there. You know, go along with what the song stands for, and you'll get far, man. It'll pay, it'll open doors and open eyes, you know what I mean?
Right, definitely.
Money Mike.
Banger. That'll definitely be in the Tahoe. That's definitely, I can spit my words on. Like when I snatch me up something I'm gonna ride with, so that definitely, that's that record to me. That's I'm bumping it. I'm in my mood. Hey. I'm in my zone when I hear it. So man, a banger with that one. I love that. I love that one. Most
I appreciate that. Thank you.
DJ Sean.
You know, good music is hard to come by. That's another one that should be a little longer.
Right.
If you know, you reggae music is long, you know what I mean? And, and your style, you have a versatile style, and when you come in with that, you know, I felt the reggae, but you know, my thing is this. Some producers can produce and some producers just produce. And I ain't disrespecting your man. He's just a producer. Because if I was producing this track, I'd been like, yo, man, let's do a little longer and study the. The producer should have studied a little bit more on the reggae. The track is banging. The track could be mad crazy than what it is, honestly. And I don't talk bad about music and people and stuff, man, but you have a style like Cash said, that's different. And when you bring in different to the music industry, you gotta bring it. Just like a while ago when I said about the dance, you know, Cupid Shuffle was 4 minutes and 12 seconds and the wobble short version was 4 minutes and 5 and the long version was almost 5 minutes and 30 seconds. You see what I'm saying? So you wanna Before you finish a banger in the studio, listen to it. Just don't go by what your producer says all the time, because half the time they're gonna be wrong. Listen to your music. You know, close your eyes and get that feeling that you're performing it and people are dancing to it. You know what I'm saying? Think about your fans and the people that's gonna listen to it, not what your producer's saying to you. Because sometimes your producer is full of shit. And, you know, this is two tracks that should have been a little longer and more thought of for the industry, not ego, if you understand what I'm saying.
Okay. Definitely. Definitely.
That's real talk. I mean, it's pure talent. You know what I mean? It's very rare you get an artist that's like versatile the way you are, that you can do three different types of sound and music. You know what I mean? Like the industry, you can work that real well. They'll pick you up real quick, because once you get in that industry, they're going to have music written for you. They're going to have what they want you to do. They just looking to see if you can even do it. You see what I'm saying? From what I learned and experienced throughout my career. But yeah, it's banging, man. Keep it up, B.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And sometimes you got to go out the box. You got to experience with other producers too. Yeah, you got your homeboy that's a producer. You know, my opinion, he's okay, but he's not the best. He's okay, but he's not the best. I know Slack on the track, and he's okay, but he's not the best. You have to explore your talents. That's You are talented. When I mean fucking talented, you are talented. And there's no way in hell that those two songs should be short. No way in hell.
Right.
Because if you came to me and I was at Universal, the first thing I would say is, do you have a relationship with your producer? And if you would have said yeah, I would have said yeah, your producer just cut you short of money in your pocket.
Right. Gotcha.
See, people are going to play it. Oh, one more thing, see, and then I'll be quiet. See, people are going to play it because they like it. They're not going to play it because they're thinking about you. They're thinking about putting it on the radio, putting it in their cars and this and that. The longevity of it is like someone like me as a DJ. I'm a particular. Both of those songs are badass songs, but your producer cuts you short. Your producer cuts you short of going to somebody's door with the record. That's all I'm saying. They're going to tell you the same thing. Why they shorten it? Why your producer shorten it? Why y'all shorten the song?
Right. Gotcha.
Go ahead, Double Choco. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. I just want to let you know, T-Lines, everybody on this panel has been in the game for a while. So we're not just telling you stuff just to tell you. You know, our shows are also to educate and give the best advice that we could give you to get your music, get your music on the radio. Like, we all have been doing this for a very long time. So we're not saying anything that's to hurt you or to insult anyone. So any advice that we're giving, remember, it is advice. And it's to help better you as an artist, get your music out. Because we as the listeners, you know, like I said, I've seen you perform. I know you got talent. Your music, this particular song right here, I'm big on reggae. That would be a perfect TikTok for me. But I would like a little more bass in it and maybe sped up just a little bit, not much. But that's for me, if I'm going into the reggae part of it. So yeah, but I do love the song. You definitely do have.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Definitely.
Boy got mad stupid talent. The boy got stupid talent. But it's just that you gotta explore other avenues with. You gotta work with other producers. That's all I got to say with you, because your talent. You gotta work with other producers. This producer, he cut you short on two songs. That's my opinion.
Right.
I've been in the game since 1984, so I have the right. I have that right to give my opinion.
Right.
And
gotcha.
Real talk.
Gotcha.
And the reggae song, that I can feel the reggae, but you got to come with it a little longer. You got to come with it. It's, you know, again, just cut short. That song can go on reggae stations.
Right.
And it's like I'm saying, reggae stations. Yeah.
You got to draw the people in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to draw it in. I want to damn see it on YouTube with, like, a little video of pictures of the topic of what you're saying. Like, oh, that shit even hotter. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is these days. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a video for this one?
Not yet.
That's when you need to go find you some, you know, not being biased or anything. That's when you need to go find you some reggae, you know, not reggae. I mean, some Jamaican or, you know, Caribbean women for that video that can rock that video for you. Not no Southern soul chicks, some Caribbean women that can really make that song bang for you. Now you bring to something different.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm definitely feeling that, DJ Sean. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
most definitely.
You should have no problems finding that in the New Orleans area.
Hell no. All you got to do is take your shirt off, tell them you're a youngin'. They'll follow you.
Straight down the line.
Facts. But I will pop it off, you know, TikTok is the way to go right now until they still say cancel it. But I would pop that one off with a TikTok, get them to do, like, gotcha, a reggae challenge. And if you could get it back in the studio, I would speed it up just a little bit and add a little more of the reggae flavor into, like, DJ Sean, make it a little longer. Now, I could be wrong. Money Mike, what you think? Speed it up just a little bit? Money Mike. You're going to come back to him. You're probably fighting with that mute button.
I take it, speeding it up, in my opinion. You always want to play around with anything that you do in the studio. When you get done with a track, you want to try to speed it up, slow it down, regular speed it, you know what I'm saying? It's all types of stuff you do after your finished product is feel what you feel sound best. You know, that's what I always do.
Right.
And once you put that video behind it, and, you know, it can be like, I saw, like, okay, the Jamaican song, Jamaican flag, Jamaican couple chilling, you know what I'm saying? You put a little picture video up. You have about, in other words, you can have 13 different versions of the song, the way you feel about
right.
it. Because when you promote
right.
something hot like that, it's going to go, and then people will have, did you see that version? Did you see this version? And it keeps it going, you know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion.
Right.
Because that's what I'm doing
gotcha.
Myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So was I wrong about saying to speed it up a little bit?
You weren't wrong at all because it might sound better. That's why I said you got to play around with stuff after you get a finished product.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even
right.
I don't do that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Speed up, slow down. Sometimes you might speed the beat up and keep the vocals the same. Or sometimes you might keep the beat the same and speed the vocals up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just got to play around with it, see?
That's why I said.
Right,
that's
right.
why I said you have to. You're a producer. You just can't think. You know, a producer say, "Oh, it's finished project." You know, your project's finished. 9 times out of 10, it's not if you don't really go back and critique yourself before you push.
Right.
You know, before you mix and master it. That song is
right.
a badass song, man. But it's short. Reggae stations.
Right.
They want it. You know, it could get on reggae stations, but it's got to be a little longer,
a little bit more.
See,
the big question I have for these younger artists is just learning the game. When you go to the studio, do you have your own studio or do you go to someone else's?
I go to someone else.
Okay,
and I also have my own.
Okay, so when you record at someone else's studio,
uh-huh.
what's the one thing that you leave out the studio with? As far as what you did in the studio.
That's a good question.
yeah, I know. We've been in the game for real long. When you record at a studio, damn the beat, you walk out of that studio with your vocals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
damn beat. Your vocals is everything. If you walk out
right.
of that studio with your vocals on the beat, it's pointless. You know what I'm saying? I always take
right.
your vocals, get your vocals when you perform in somebody else's studio. You know what I mean?
Right. Gotcha.
And you'll be all right,
man. That
makes sense. Because you can do what you want to. People can do it. You can change the beat 100 times. A billion times
yep.
with just your vocals. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got vocals from when I was then 14 years old, and I still use to this day with different beats this today. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists
right.
didn't even know that back in the day. It keeps you going strong, fam.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay.
And like DJ Sean said, you a hot artist. That's why we're helping you. Nobody's downing you. Nobody's telling you. You know, if you suck, you wouldn't even been on the show. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to help you.
If he sucked, I wouldn't be giving him no damn constructive criticism.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
another
been
way,
in the
anyway. Hell yeah, I'm going bathroom. Yeah. Leave that. Well, I'll go sit on the couch until you're done, and then I'll come back. I just put a message in to one of my, a good friend of mine. He's a reggae artist, and I was seeing if he was available. I was going to have him call into the show so he can really tell you what I'm talking about with that song. Yeah.
Right, right.
Song's a badass song, man.
It was. I feel the scene, you know what I'm saying? I still got the other song in my head. There's not too many young artists that even got talent, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Sure.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to do a TikTok on that one in my little Jamaican outfit. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm going to put that on my little TikTok. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yes, yes. So we gonna keep it moving. We got Young Thang. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Young Thang was the song I first came out to do with, starting in this new genre. About me just being young, liking Cougar. So y'all take a listen to more stuff.
All right, DJ Sean.
Hey, yo, man, what you looking at that grown lady like that for? Don't you know that's a whole cougar? What you gonna do with that? I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do with that. Check me out.
I might be a young man.
Sorry, y'all.
DJ Sean.
this dude is a talented dude, man, and his the music is just, I mean, now this song, now that beat right there goes good with that song. Mm-hmm. I can't say nothing wrong with that. That's cool. Straight. But you're so fucking versatile, man. I'm done
right.
Talking. Go ahead, pass the mic.
Mic drop.
All right, Miss Baldy. I like that song as well, but I'm still hooked on the reggae song.
Hey.
But he just sounds so different in every song. That's just awesome.
Thank you, thank you.
All right. Mr. Cash.
Your song. Definitely on point, Samo. I was vibing to it, and like I was saying, you got to put a video with these songs, man, to show your expression. You know what I'm saying? You got rappers, which you're not, which I haven't heard. You know, you probably got some rap shit in your store somewhere, you know what I'm saying? But then you got the MCs, and then you got the hit makers, you know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You a hit maker, dude. You know what I'm saying? You can make hits. Versatile like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You do a little video. You have some cougars in the background, you know, like a little Ferris scene, riding a little Ferris wheel with a cougar. You know what I'm saying? Laying a hold of a little teddy bear. You drawing in different scenes from the reggae songs to the dance, shit for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You definitely could be a money maker. You got room to grow. You know what I'm saying? Like all these other hip-hop sites, you hear people trying to rhyme words together, blah, blah, blah. They're not hit makers. It's just rappers. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing what
right.
you do, fam. But in the future, you know what I'm saying, I want to see some videos to this to express, you know what I'm saying, what your topics is or what you're saying and doing on these hit songs, B.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right. Money Mike, you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Think about Young Thang.
That, I mean, hey, again, that needs to be in the pie hole because I like to tip and holler from Young Thang myself, you know. So, I mean, you know, you got some sound. For me, I'm going to tell you straight up so you know how I am about music. You got some soundtrack music for me for my life and what fits
yeah.
in my life. So, any one
right.
of your songs can be bumping my ride. It gonna meet the destination for the situation. You get what I'm saying? But so definitely another hot one.
I can't stand your motherfucker ass boy.
You know, you gonna make me super. Yeah.
That's a modern age Dolomite right there. And I ain't lying.
You gonna make me tip up on something tonight, matter of fact. You never young time. Okay, I'm through. I'm through. All right, you calm down.
I mean listen to it. Young Thang, that's catchy. That's what you
yeah,
you
it is.
A song
that's
saying, catchy,
like,
man. And
I can hear that
and,
I can hear that on
hell
Netflix.
Hell yeah, I can still hear it.
Yeah,
I can still hear
Netflix,
it.
Netflix, you watching a movie right there in the middle
yeah.
of a little snow thing, then that shit
yep.
come on, you be like, oh, yeah, it goes along with the movie. That's why I say you got your hit makers
yeah.
and your rappers. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? That's some hit making shit.
Right.
Now, like a DJ like myself, as long as I've been DJing, man, see that right there, I'll be singing that hook all night, the night, going to bed, in the damn shower. I'll be singing it, humming it. Getting up in the morning, I'll be humming it. Because it's you want it catchy. It's catchy.
Right.
And people ain't going to forget it. And when they hear it on the radio,
right.
oh, that's D-Line right there. Ain't no sound like his. That's what you want, and
right.
you got it right there.
Right.
See, in this gotcha. Game, you're not going to make everybody happy with each song. You know what I'm saying? Like you
right.
had the reggae song. So the Cougars song, you know, said people that like that song may not like the reggae song. But then, like DJ Sean, he's being a DJ, he has to look out at the crowd to see what kind of crowd he got. If he got a whole bunch of Cougars
right.
out there in the crowd, he know, okay, I'm going to play this song to save me. You know what I mean? Like real shit.
Right.
I DJ a little bit my time too. So that's the way it go. By you being, you a DJ's dream of saving them to keep the crowd amped and hypified. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the dance song,
right.
Boom, at the end of the night, in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The way he's telling you to make the song longer, the old people might be like, wait 3 minutes before they get up and start dancing. You know what I'm saying?
So, and see, 98.5 is going to be more females on the dance floor than males. And the only reason why the males are on the dance floor dancing with the women is because they don't want no, they want to make sure that their girl is taken. So, you know, the brothers ain't going to dance. They're going to sit on the, you know, on the sidelines with their phones and shit while everybody jamming. And you want the music, you want to keep the crowd on the dance floor. You don't want them on the walls like the brothers do. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
Back to you, Double Chocolate. I'm sorry we taking over tonight.
Baby, educate this brother, baby. Look, y'all know what y'all talking about, and I'm sure he appreciates the advice.
And he's 22 years old. He's 22 years old. He young. Listen to Sandy.
Yeah.
I ain't mean it like that.
I'm 39. If I was making music like that, I feel like it's over for me. But, yeah, that young, you got some room to grow, fam.
Right. Definitely.
But promote. That's the best way to do it. Don't be scared to knock your doors. You know what I mean?
This is what else you got to do, man. If you vision your music how you want it laid out, before you even get in the booth and put your shit down, have a conversation with your producer and tell him, nigga, this is how I want my shit. The way I want it sound. This how long I want it. Because if you allow the producer to do it, he's going to make it sound like him instead of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
If that's your boy, if your producer your boy, and you come to him like that, if he understands where you at the first time, he says, oh, man, well, I think it this way. He ain't for you. I don't give a fuck how long you've been knowing him. He ain't for you.
Right. Gotcha.
All right.
Well,
and the Young Thing remix, is that with another artist?
No, that's just me remixing it. Just me.
Remix. All right. But DJ Sean, go ahead and play that one for us. The remix of Young Thang.
I might be a young man.
I might be a young man. Don't fuck up. I like them young and I like them cougars, them cougars. Let me be your personal thing, yeah. Ladies, can't nobody do you like I do you, like I do you. I like them young and I like them cougars, them cougars. Let me be your personal thing, yeah.
I might be a young thing. Right. I might be a young thing,
hey, young
thing.
I don't
bite, I might be a young thing, but I know how to treat you right.
All right, that one I like that one too. I like the remix. So I could really vibe on.
Let me ask you a question, T-Line. Out of those two songs, which one you like?
You see, two songs out of
Hold on, somebody got a lot of noise in the background. Hold on. Go ahead. Yeah, out of those two songs, the first one you just played, and the second one. Which one do you like?
I ain't gonna lie. Personally, I like them all because they're me. So I think that's kind of like a hard question for me.
Well, actually, it's not really a hard question. You know,
I guess
but
you
had
to pick one to play. Which one would it be?
The first one?
The first one?
Yeah.
You heard
it, Jason? Yeah, go ahead and ask everybody else's opinion. I'm gonna see what everybody else says. Yeah.
Miss Baldy.
Well, I like his music for the fact that he's talking about cougars, but not in a negative way. You know, so many times when men have music about women, it's always something negative. So I like his music. And plus, I'm a cougar as well, so I feel honored.
Oh, Lord.
Hey.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get him back in because he's a noisy box tonight. Hold on. Damn. Sorry about that, y'all. I wasn't at the table.
Y'all know, y'all remember the movie How Stella Got Her Groove Back?
Mm-hmm.
That song, like, would have went perfect. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for when they going through a little hardship and shit, you know what I'm saying? And he was thinking about old girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Movies don't need never what? About a minute, either a minute or 35 seconds worth of song play. And that's what I was thinking about during the whole damn song. Like, okay, this you know what I'm saying, movie shit. That's that hit-making shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they roll up on Netflix, they making a movie about a young guy falling in love with an older woman. You know what I'm saying? Then
right.
They play that song. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody can even make music like that to have, you know what I'm saying, in that atmosphere like that. They keep doing what you're doing, fam. You're heading in the right direction and shit. And see you when you progress, when you grow, you know what I'm saying? You're going to make something for the younger ladies, you know what I'm saying? If you can make something
right.
for the older women, you know what I'm saying? I know you can make something for the younger women, but this generation has changed. Like, the younger women won't understand it, you know what I'm saying? And they won't feel it the way we are because we older cats that done already heard this type of music that can see where it goes. So keep doing what you do, friend.
Right. I appreciate that.
For sure, for sure.
All
right.
Money Mike.
Again, for me, soundtrack of my life.
I definitely can see I can feel the motivation in your words that you've written that, yeah, it sparks with me. So, definitely go with another hit, and definitely for me, I could just bump your whole project in the Tahoe, because that's how I work around and move around. So I could just bump the whole project, you know. You spin that pull-up gap. The next time I'm going to see you at a show, I walk up to you and just remember, I'm going to be like, pull-up gang, what it do? And you look at me, my life, pull-up gang. You pull-up gang. That's how I'm pulling up on it. So no doubt. Love it. That's love.
All right. DJ Sean, you wanted to add?
Now, you got two songs. Same thing, but one's a remix.
Right.
If I was your manager, I'm just saying, this is my opinion. If I was your manager, I'd be like, well, let's take the first one down and let's push the remix. Why?
Right.
Because remix is 10 times better than the regular joint. To me, that's my opinion.
Right.
And if you would have came in and had a male, not a female, but a male rapper with some good spit on that, that should have been a banger.
Right.
Real talk. So that's why I asked you, which one was your favorite? Which one did you like? Because, I ain't disrespecting your manager. I ain't taking nothing from him. If he knows what he's doing, then he knows what he's doing. But me, I wouldn't put both of them out at the same time. One would, I'd held one back and pushed the other one first for about 4 to 6 months. And then I'd have followed it up with the next one.
Right.
Because if you come out a remix, you want your remix 10 times better than your first song. The first song to me was okay, but your remix is 10 times better than that.
Right.
Because it sounds like you gave more into the remix than you did it to the regular, to the other one. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you see, I like them both, but that second one gives me that, ooh, I'm going to jump on them and fuck the hell out of them vibes. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I love all the criticism. I love everything. Because, you know, it helps a person evolve. And if you're not willing to evolve, you're not willing to get better, you know. And you're not willing to really perfect your craft. So I appreciate it. I'm just soaking all this game in and, you know, and I'm going to apply it to what I got going on. And from there, it just should get better and better and better.
Well, you have, DJ Sean don't know what he's talking about. Oh, yes, I do know what I'm talking about. If I work for Sony and Universal, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. I've been on the stage with anywhere from 10,000 to 20,000 people and done my thing. I've been there and done that. I work with some of the baddest R&B groups out there, Troop, Sons of Funk. I've worked with them. We just had John B on our show. I'm pushing his music for him. This is what I do. I know what radio stations want. I know what DJs want because I'm a DJ, the real DJ.
Right.
Anybody can wake up tomorrow and say I'm a DJ and go to Best Buy and buy the equipment.
But
that's a computer DJ.
Right.
That's why I said, you know, you're a talented artist. Don't allow them to put you so far ahead where in 2 or 3 years, you know what I mean, nobody's not going to know who you are. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to be lost.
Right.
Don't allow them to make you lost. Have control over your music as well. You're a talented brother, man. I'm telling you. I can see you doing big things. I can see you really doing big things on bigger stages, opening up for A-list artists and stuff like that. But you just got to have control over the length of your music. The length of your music tells a lot about you. especially the dance song, especially that reggae song. Man, that reggae song mm-hmm. could probably put you on top. You a Southern Soul artist, and that reggae song could probably put you in the billboards.
Right.
But you can't take a reggae song and promote it with Southern Soul. It ain't gonna work. They gotta take that reggae. They gotta take that Southern Soul thing and know how to work it within the reggae ranks. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
I think your reggae song is your money maker. I think it's your reggae song. I think that's your money maker.
Hey.
Matter of fact, we're trying to put together a little Zydeco thing out here. And I'm going to see about getting you to come here and perform that song right there.
That'll be sweet.
Yeah. Definitely.
You down there in New Orleans, man. Get that song to a couple of them reggae cats. Ask them to listen to it. I guarantee you they'll tell you. Add to put the BMPs up.
Right.
Add a little bit more long to it. I guarantee you not one's going to criticize it.
Right.
And then play it for them Caribbean women down there. I guarantee you, they'll be butt ass
right.
naked before they finish that song.
Right. Gotcha.
Well, go ahead and tell everybody where they can follow you at on social media, because I have some people hitting my inbox about you.
Y'all go follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, at official, TLYONS. Make sure to tune in and get the latest update.
All right. And where can they download your music?
I'm on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, every streaming platform for music. I'm there. Check me out.
Alrighty. And I see you do a little bit of Zydeco. So this song called Zydeco with Me, what inspired it, and tell us a little bit about it.
Being as though, you know, down here is big on Zydeco, and you know, Louisiana in general is just big on Zydeco, so I need to make a song that, like, cater to that Zydeco world, because that's a whole different world by itself. So
right.
I hope y'all enjoy it. This is the song. Hey, let's do it.
Get your boots ready. Grab out your boots. Trail ride. Zydeco. Let's go. Come on. Down in New Orleans, we be doing our thing. Somebody here wanna hear your voice sing. She one of a kind. She like to hang around at the bottom of the pool. So it goes down, not a cold hot step, was getting ready to groove. Hell yeah, riders ain't no coming through. Hey girl, trail ride with me. Hey girl, Zydeco with me. She said she used to two-step, by herself.
I'm going to say this my damn self. Hey, DJ Sean, play that shit again, brother.
Yeah, boy. Younger, I didn't like Zydeco, but now you can't get me to stop listening to it.
Right.
Yeah, that song right there definitely need a video too, and that one definitely needs to be pushed like yesterday. So,
right.
I think that one gonna be my next street time for sure. I don't know. Listen, that song right there, I'm speechless because, you know, Jonathan been trying to get me to listen to it, and this is actually the first time I've heard it tonight. So I've been having a song, just haven't listened to it, and I am impressed. Like, I'm really feeling that Zydeco song. But let's see what the panel think. What you think, Ms. Baldy?
Let me tell you guys something. Like 2 weeks ago, I was invited to do the swing and all those old dances, and this would be the perfect song for me to bring to them. It's black, white, Chinese. It's all different type of people that like to do the old time dances, and this would be the perfect song for it. I really like
right.
this. I'm with you. I think this is my favorite one.
Hey.
But with your permission, I want to take this song to them. I love this.
That would be awesome. That would be great.
Then I can take a video and put it on and put it on online, so Sean, I can send it
yes.
to you. This would be awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I
appreciate
it. Like, you're welcome.
Cash money.
All that still, I'm hearing all that still riding these streets and all that. I'm vibing to it. That right there. At first, when it first started playing, I thought it was gonna be like a Mexican song, but then as it went on, you know what I'm saying? That shit, it's like
Hey, Holmes, no Mexican.
That movie played at like a carnival. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That damn rides and shit going around, people damn playing games and eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl. That's that length me and Sean was looking for. Like, that song, then we went on for 5 minutes. I done went and hollered at my man. We, you know what I'm saying, doing some gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit playing and shit. You know what I'm saying? I done drove the highway. You know what I'm saying? That song had that length to it that we was looking for, that we was talking to you earlier tonight. But, yeah, that song, it goes, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's very versatile right there. That's what the music industry and the game needs, stuff like that, stuff to play at carnivals and stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? By the time people go home and leave that carnival and eating their popcorn and the candy and shit on the way home, and before they go to bed, it's going to be in their head, hey, girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had a good time. So, yeah, that's your A-plus for me, fam. Keep it up, B.
All right. Money Mike, we rocking it in the booth.
Well, I mean, we got the boot road all over it, though. You know, I'm thinking I might be headed down south Thursday. You know, I need that in the ride when I pull up in the BR or left here. You know,
right.
Yeah, them boys, you making me miss some of my people from around there. I'm at the stop in the old Opelousas on the way in. And, you know, make the same stop, man. Every road that I see that. That should be, I don't know how, but if y'all are, but yeah, that. You should be heavy down here with this one. Make me reach out.
Yeah.
How that DJ Novi D now?
Okay.
For real. Okay, yeah, yeah. Let's reach out.
DJ Sean.
I just want to say this. Anybody out there that's rooting for Houston getting to the Sweet 16, they beat Texas A&M 100-95 in overtime. So Houston is on. Houston, we got a problem in the men's NCAA this year. Yeah. Good job, Houston. Good job. That's why I play this again. I mean, the brother, I mean, I ain't got to say no more about him. I mean, the brother, he's talented. He's been here before. I can say that he's been here before because of the talent. You can tell that he's paid attention to the culture of Zydeco, reggae, R&B, Southern soul, which I ain't hear no Southern soul, which is a good thing for me because Southern soul is just a title. It's not a genre, it's a title. And I all your music has been two thumbs up with me, man, especially the Zydeco. It's hard to find good Zydeco, like, what's his name? What's the boy's name? S dot?
Yeah.
Yeah, on, like, S dot level, and you're there. You
right.
mean, you know what I mean? Because he's pure Zydeco. And I can put you on his level there. You talented, man.
Right.
You talented. You,
thank you,
you,
thank you.
Again, my opinion, you need to work, get you some other good producers in your camp that can bring more out of you instead of always working with one producer. Because one producer is good,
right.
but you got to work with multiple producers, because multiple producers can get a lot more out of you than just one all the time.
Right. Makes sense.
Especially the producers working with over 10 people. You know, that's a lot. That's a lot. At one time, it's a lot.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, bro, you got it, man. I mean, I pay to come see you, but don't take your fucking shirt off, because then I'll leave.
Take it off for me, baby. Take it off.
And take it off for Miss Bobby as well.
Okay.
Definitely. Definitely.
That's two against one.
So we like this shirt off, baby.
Mike said the same thing. Mike said he gonna stand in there watching with his shirt off performing. He gonna leave when I leave. Ain't that right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm about to be like, all right, T, we out. I'm gonna see you.
Yep. We holler. We'll see you at the Waffle House.
Damn it, so.
But that's why he's the Cougar's choice.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yes. Cougar's choice. You're right.
Yes. You got some undercover brothers out there that love to see you with your shirt off, so you better watch that, my brother. My guy.
You right there.
You got a lot of the, ooh, wee, he took his shirt off. Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. That's what they're saying in it. That's what they're saying in their mind. P. Diddy.
Stop. Where can we see you perform next?
I got a few shows coming up next. I want to say, but they're trying to get everything together to make sure it's solidified. So when I get the info, y'all will have the info.
Is it a good artist that you're doing a feature with?
Huh?
Is it a good artist?
Definitely. Definitely. I would say. Yeah, I would say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We definitely got to try to get you a song with my girl, Ice Doll.
Boy, oh, won't get nowhere done with all that ass. Shit.
Oh,
you met her before.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, that's why you said, oh, Lord.
Was it Atlanta?
Yes, it was.
It was in Atlanta. We're going to Atlanta again next month. But a 3-day, yeah, 3 days of work, matter of fact. I think the same place.
Okay.
The next night we'll be out there. But once again, go ahead and shout out your social media so these women can get out of my inbox and where they can follow you and let them know where they can go and purchase your music. It's not free, ladies. You got to pay for it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, as I said earlier, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Snapchat. I don't know if you guys have Snapchat, TikTok, at official TLYONS. You can purchase my music on iTunes and whatever streaming platform sells my music, you can purchase it. Thank y'all for rocking with me. I hope y'all see me. I'm in Spring Fling, so it's going down.
All right. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come rock with me, Double Chocolate.
No problem.
On After Dark. And I will be in touch to have you back on another episode. So
definitely.
Any new music, make sure you send it out to me.
Definitely go have it.
All right. And again, big shout out to my friend, my partner in crime, Jonathan, for making this happen for us.
Hey, shout out to J-Dog.
Anybody you want to shout out?
I just want to shout out my whole team. I want to shout out God for making a lot of these things possible for me. And I want to shout out myself for, you know, allowing myself to be led by God, because a lot of people don't allow themselves to be led by God. And when you're led by God, God going to put you in all the right positions, you know, introduce you to all the right people. So I just want to thank my team, God, myself, and the world, my fans.
All right. Ms. Baldy, right quick, your social media and your show. When can we hear your show on the radio?
My show will be on this Tuesday, the Ms. Baldy radio show. My social media, Instagram is fearless_woman68. My Facebook is Sandy Green, Greene. My alopecia page is Don't Stare, Just Ask, hashtag alopecia. And as always, you can find me on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars.
Cash Money, what's up? Where can they find you at on social media?
Yeah, I'm still here. You can catch me out on Cash Godson at Facebook.com. And then you can find me at Rap Fame, CashHollywood.com, and Cash Music at YouTube for the YouTube videos. And shout out to everybody here on the Hilltop. You know what I'm saying? We doing what we do. Let's get this together, you know what I mean?
Any upcoming shows?
No upcoming shows as of yet, but I am working on a mixtape with some top artists that will be ready by the time that the leaves bloom, and by the time it be super hot outside, so be on the lookout. You know, me and Valentine working on some new hits, and yeah, it's going to be very beautiful. So y'all stay updated and stay posted, you know what I mean?
All right. Money Mike, social media, any upcoming shows, and your new talk show?
Pretty much. Social media, all social media outlets, is ItsUNG Music. That's ItsUNGMusic. Always here at the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars. The website, newungmusic.com, newungmusic.com. And, yeah, you can say, oh, Undeniably Genuine, getting ready to step back out into this light, making some different moves. So, yeah, I'll be posting.
All right. DJ Sean.
Google.
What we got coming on for the week?
Tomorrow night we have the 716 Buffalo. Buffalo's in the house. Benny the Butcher's crew. And then Thursday night we got recording artist Blackwell from Florida to be in the house. Yeah.
All right. And if y'all want to follow me on social media, you can follow me at Roz Marie on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Queen Rosemarie on Snapchat. Make sure you check out the baddest show, and I mean the baddest show on the Hilltop Radio Network, and that is Love After Dark on Sunday night. And next Sunday, we're going to give y'all a little break, of course, and I'll be back on April 7th with the Zydeco Princess. Yes, DJ Sean is laughing at me, but I'm going to let him laugh. Yes, we're going to take a break on Sunday.
And yeah, we have the Zydeco Princess. Oh, someone
you wanted to break. The listeners don't want to break. You want to break. Get that shit right.
Baby, I'm gonna be well. I won't be playing with my grandbaby. My daughter's actually leaving that Sunday. Next Sunday's Easter Sunday, so that's family time. So I'm gonna let them have their family time. Mm-hmm. And I'll enjoy my husband, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm tired of people running. I'm tired of people running across my mind, and I go to, you know, see what they up to, and then you go again. Here's another one that I went to go search for to see what's going on with them, and they passed away.
Oh,
nobody
wow.
You know what's so disrespectful? Nobody don't want to inform you no more about people that you know. It's so disrespectful how people know that, you know, this person's been on your show a lot. They support you and stuff. People just, you know, aren't courtesy with other people anymore like they used to be. Selfish ass people, man. And this is the second person this month that I went to go search for, and they had passed away.
Oh wow!
And this person passed away back in 2018.
Oh wow! And you're just finding out.
Just finding out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's hurtful. I remember finding out someone that I loved and cared about had committed suicide. And how I found out, I was on a job site, and the person that was doing my interview had the obituary on the wall.
Mm.
I was like, wow. But again, my condolences to the family. We're going to go ahead and we're going to shut these lights off. I'm going to let y'all have next weekend for your family and friends. I'll be enjoying my grandbaby and eating some crawfish. And I'll catch y'all the following Sunday with the Zydeco Princess. Once again, thank you, T-Lines, for being on the show tonight. Everybody else, lights out, and y'all have a good night. Double Chocolate signing out.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
Cook that shit up, Trey.
Yeah. Baby, come and wind on me. Baby, come and grind on me. Baby, come and wind on me. Baby, come and grind on me. Baby, come and wind on me. Don't be scared, come and grind on me. I come for a real good time. Drinking our system, less than wine. I like when you move like that. Feel my touch as I feel right there. Tell you something that you like to hear. You my son and soul team. Come on baby, wind on me. Wind on me, do you grind on me? Grind on me. You're my son and soul team. Son and soul, you're my son and soul team. Son and soul, come on baby, wind on me. Wind on me, do you grind on me? Grind on me. You're my son and soul team. Son and soul, you're my son and soul team. Son and soul team. Wind on me. Come around. You so precious, got me wild. Could never leave you with a frown. There's a real rose when we out. A southern soul girl know how to grind. Come party with tea all the time. Come party with tea all the time. Hey, a southern soul sing. Come and party with tea, come and party. We gon' have us a real good time, a real good time. A real, real good time, a real good time. Let's grind. Baby, come and wind on me. Don't be scared, come and grind on me. I come for a real good time. Drinking our system, less than wine. I like when you move like that. Feel my touch as I feel right there. Tell you something nasty you like to hear. You my sudden soul thing.
Come on, baby, wind on me. Let me see you grind on me. You're my southern soul thing. You're my southern soul thing. Come on, baby, wind on me. Let me see you grind on me. You're my southern soul thing. You're my southern soul thing.